You close the door and follow me into the hotel room. The lighting low, moody, and intimate. Your eyes are on me the whole time, checking me out, tracing along the backs of my legs, over my stockings, my skirt, and my ass, and continuing higher, spying the outline of a lacy red bra, just barely visible under my blouse. Something new, bought specially for tonight. I know you're still pondering whether I'm wearing the matching panties, or if I've decided to forego them today. When I come to a halt beside the bed and turn to face you, my cleavage on show, and my nipples already hard and poking through the satin of my blouse. I don't bother to acknowledge her, our guest, sitting silently in the corner of the room, out of the way, an intruder on our fun. She's unimportant. Nobody. Just another piece of furniture, here to watch as we fuck and play and claim one another, as we always do, as we've been doing for months now. I can tell that you're nervous, on edge, her presence altering the dynamic just enough to make things awkward for you. You're never usually so tentative, so reticent. You'd have pounced on me by now if she weren't here, pushed me back against the door, dropped to your knees, and buried your head between my legs just as soon as we were in the room, or else bent me over, grabbed hold of my hips, and filled me with your cum in one hole or another before the night has even begun. Insatiable. I take the lead, pulling you to me and kissing you, playing the aggressor, slipping my tongue into your mouth to trace patterns with your own, my hands finding your butt and squeezing hard, deliberately, wanting her to see me groping you, laying claim to you, letting her hear your moaning into me in response, so enthusiastically, letting her know that in this room, you're mine, entirely, and that she is utterly powerless to intervene. A cuck queen. I press a hand to the front of your trousers, eager to discover just how hard you are for me already. And you don't disappoint. You're already well on your way, growing even harder under my touch. I press myself tighter against you as we kiss, your hands on my ass, kneading my cheeks through my skirt. My breasts are squashed up against your chest, and your cock throbs and pulses insistently against my stomach, so desperate to be set free, to be inside me. I make some room between us, my fingers well practiced, working at your belt buckle, your fly, unbuttoning your trousers and letting them drop to your thighs, my hand on your cock, rubbing it and stroking it through your boxers. And when you lower a hand to the hem of my skirt, starting to ease it up so that you can gain access to my panties, my pussy, and play with me while I stroke you, I smack your ass hard. You jump and your wife flinches, both of you surprised. But you get the message. I'm the one in charge here, not you. Not yet. I spare a glance at her for now, sat watching us intently, and slowly spin around in her direction in your arms, tilting my head back to meet your lips and guiding your hand up to squeeze my breast, even as I grind my ass back against your crotch, putting on a show for her. In spite of your nerves, you're so turned on. I can feel it. I reach down, slipping my skirt up over my thighs, exposing my flesh, and a pair of tiny, cheeky, lace panties. My ass wiggling from side to side against you. Your one hand still squeezing my breast through my blouse while I take the other in my own and guide it between my legs. Your fingertips tracing on my inner thigh and finding the front of my panties, already wet for you. You rub my pussy through the lace, tracing up and down through my folds, my pussy lips, using the flat of your fingers, showing her just how familiar you are with my body, just how eagerly I react to your touch, and just how well you know what I like, what I need. Before long, you have me moaning and whimpering in between kisses, playing with me and teasing me right in front of her. I tremble as you press harder and rub faster, finding my clit and beginning to focus on it, prompting me to grind my ass back even harder, never breaking contact with your cock, practically dry humping you as she watches, and you take that as your cue to go further. You pull my panties aside, out of the way, and curl your fingers up into me, burying them in my cunt, starting to fuck me with them, your palm cupping my pussy, the pad of your thumb pressed against my clit, and two fingers working in and out of me. I moan out, fuck, as you kiss up and down my neck, licking and nibbling and teasing that sweet spot behind my ear, making me bite my lip as the pleasure becomes too much. I start babbling on the edge, encouraging you to make me come, telling you how much I want it, how much I need it, telling you to show her what you do to me, how hard you make me come, how easily you make me come, why it is that you can't get enough of me, my mouth, my tits, my pussy, my potty, and God, the noise you make, ugh. It's like a growl, some sort of primal, hungry, desperate growl. It turns you on hearing me talk like this, knowing that she's right there, listening to me, watching us, knowing that I'm so close already, so close to coming for you, focused, intent. You unbutton my blouse in a hurry, one-handed, tugging it open and simply pawing at my tits, taking turns squeezing them and groping them over my bra, pinching my nipples through it, tweaking them, and feeling me moan into your mouth as your lips find mine again, feeling me grinding back firmer, your cock rock hard and eager to be inside me. You pull the cups down out of the way, leaning forward to suck on my nipples as you finger me, not changing your pace, just fucking me steadily, relentlessly, and precisely the way I like it. My pussy tightens around you, my hips moving, stirring, in time with your fingers inside me, helping you to pleasure me, helping you to fuck me, finding the perfect spots inside me and make me lose my fucking mind. And you keep doing what you're doing, just sucking on my tits, and squeezing them, and fingering me, my moans getting louder, my movements more frantic, more desperate, almost there. I give you one last encouragement, one last command. I tell you to look her in the eyes as you make me come. No matter what, you've got to keep looking in her eyes as I come all over your fingers. And you do. You stare right at her as I explode, moaning and whining and sucking down air, my pussy gripping at your fingers so tight, trying to milk them as though they're your cock, grinding my hips, wiggling my ass and shaking in your arms, positively soaking you with my cum. I come hard, even harder than I usually do when you finger me like this, even harder than when we're in public and you have me pressed up against the bar, or a hand up my skirt under the table. I guess I really was excited for her to see. And any doubts that you had, any nerves that you were feeling are gone now. The sense of power and pride in making me come like that, drowning them out. We kiss as I come down from my high, your fingers still squeezed tight inside me, stroking gently in and out, my pussy gripping them and releasing them in time with the last of my aftershocks. Your arm still wrapped around me, freehand cupping a boob and holding me up. And your cock still hard and straining against my ass. You ease your fingers from my pussy and raise them to my lips. And I act without you having to say a word, sucking them into my mouth and tasting myself from them. You already know that I taste amazing, but you always love seeing me do this. A precursor to what comes next. We're purely in the moment now. Her presence forgotten, as I turn to face you, sharing another quick kiss and tossing my blouse aside. I drop to my knees in front of you, tugging at your boxers, pulling them down and not waiting for you to step out of them. Simply wrapping her hand around your cock as soon as it comes into view, and raising my voice for her pointedly, telling you just how much I've missed it the last couple of days. I swallow half of your length in an instant, sucking you into my mouth and making your eyes roll, extracting a whispered, "Fuck." You rest a hand on my head to steady yourself as I pull back along your length, my cheeks hollowing and my tongue swirling around the head of your cock. You don't guide me, just encourage me. Not that I need much of that either. Already sucking my way back down, taking you deeper this time, and again, and again, and again, sucking you and blowing you and jerking you as I build up speed, bobbing back and forth, my eyes staring up into yours the whole time, enjoying the look of ecstasy written on your face. You manage to kick off your shoes, trousers, boxers, and spread your legs a little wider for me, steadying your stance and giving me access to your balls as well. I waste no time saying hello to them with my mouth, sucking them and licking them while my hands take over on your cock, jerking you hard and fast, expertly, just the way you like it. I spit on you before sucking you back inside, hearing you moan and feeling you grip my head tighter as I start to deep throat you. I spare her another sideward glance, still watching us, transfixed, her face a mix of emotions, but her arousal obvious, her nipples hard, poking through her dress, and her legs pressed together so tight. I grin nastily when her eyes meet mine, promptly swallowing your entire length in one go and choking myself on your cock. And again, and again, showing off for her, outdoing her, trying to prove my point, why she's sat over there watching while I'm on my knees in front of you with your cock in my mouth. And God, do I look good. Mascara tears and my makeup ruined. Choking and sucking down lungfuls of air. But I keep blowing you, worshipping your cock. Strings of spit dripping from my chin onto my tits, my legs, the carpet. Lipstick marks all over your length and my cheeks. My chest heaving and one hand between my legs playing with myself. Like a proper little cum slut. I keep sucking you like that for who knows how long, enjoying myself, masturbating and getting you close, bringing you right to the edge of orgasm, and then backing off, ripping the base of your cock hard and grinning up at you, telling you that you're not allowed to come yet. Really starting to put on a show for her, letting her see just how well I know your body. Just how much practice I've had fucking you and sucking you. Probably the third or fourth time that I bring you to the edge, I suck my way off your cock with a pop and tell you it's time. Time for you to fuck me. To drain your balls in my cunt and let her see me dripping with your cum. I stand up and move to the end of the bed, pulling off my skirt and hopping up onto the mattress on all fours, right in front of her. I look back over my shoulder, wiggling my butt for you and telling you to hurry up and put that cock in me. And you are more than happy to oblige. You walk up behind me at the edge of the bed and line us up, pulling my hips back a little and standing at an angle to me, like a porn star for the camera, so that she can watch as the head of your cock slips into me and see my pussy clinging to you when you pull back. You pull my panties, now dripping with cum, to one side out of the way, and run the head of your cock up and down through my slit a few times, coating yourself with my juices before you sink into me, nice and deep. your hands on my hips, holding me in place as you bury your length inside me and start fucking me, doggy style. We start slow and deep, my ass clapping each time your thighs slam up against it, your fingers digging into my flesh, your balls slapping against my sticky, wet cunt, hitting my clit each time you bottom out in me, and that beautiful, squelchy, wet sound of your cock and my pussy sounding out loud through the room. Before long, you're pounding into me, balls deep every time, just fucking me and using me and taking pleasure in me, my body, my pussy, my moans, the noises that I make as you hammer away at me. I know you love it when I'm loud. I pull off your shirt and reach forward to unhook my bra, slipping your hands around me to play with my tits again and encouraging me to make as much noise as I like. And I start talking dirty, telling you how much I love the way you're fucking me, how I love the way you're touching me, telling you how good you feel inside me, how hard you are, how thick you are, how wet you make me, as though your cock was made especially for me. For my pussy. And fucking you back even harder. Slamming my ass back to meet your thrust. Making the bed shake and the headboard bang. I introduce her into the conversation. Now sat there, breathing hard. Her chest heaving and one hand between her legs. Rubbing her pussy through her panties. I ask you who your cock belongs to. Me or her? Whose pussy you prefer to come inside? Mine or hers? Which of us fucks you the best? Which of us makes you come the hardest? And your answer? Me. Mine. You prefer me. Always me. And I tell you to prove it. You pull my arms behind me, lifting me up off the bed and using the extra leverage to pound into me that little bit harder still. And you tell me to come all over your cock so that I can see for myself just how much you fucking love me. And I moan and struggle and slam my ass back, fucking you and fucking you and fucking you, chasing that next orgasm, feeling it building inside me as your cock fills me up and stretches me out. As you hit all of those spots inside me that drive me fucking wild. My tits bouncing, my pussy creaming, and her playing with herself openly as I cross the point of no return. My head flies back, my body arches, and my mouth opens wide as I come all over you. I suck down air and moan at my pleasure as you keep pounding into me, fucking me through my orgasm. Building it higher and extending it. My pussy squeezing and gripping at your cock so fucking tight. Even as I tremble and shake in your grip, trying to milk you as you hammer away. I collapse into the bed face first. Your cock slipping out of me as I pant into the mattress and grip at the sheets for dear life. A mixture of satisfaction and exhaustion. But you're not done with me yet. You move on top of me, rolling me onto my back and tugging my panties down along my legs and free, throwing them at her feet and sinking into me again as she watches, giving her a perfect side view of us now. I wrap my legs around your waist, my arms around your back and press my lips to yours as you kiss me, moaning, sharing our pleasure, fucking and making love. You thrusting into me in a slow, syncopated kind of rhythm, rolling your hips and grinding against me, letting me feel every ridge and vein of your cock, working up to your orgasm, slowly and passionately, hearing me moan and whimper in your ears, as already I start building to another one of my own. Nothing exists but the two of us, our bodies entwined. Your cock, my pussy, your orgasm and mine. I start whispering for you to do it, to come inside me and fill me up, telling you that I'm going to come again when you do, that I'm going to come with you, begging you for it, pleading for it, your cum inside me, telling you that I need it, that I need to feel you in me again, that I need to feel you filling me up again, that I want your wife to see. And that's what does it for you. You warn me that you're there, that you're gonna come, and I lock my legs behind you, digging my heels into your butt, not letting you pull out, not even if you wanted to. You thrust into me maybe a dozen more times and come so fucking hard, painting my pussy with shot after shot of your warm, sticky load, just emptying yourself in me, balls deep, your cock throbbing and pulsing in time with each shot. And I come around you, clinging to you and moaning for you, the two of us in our own little world of sex and bliss. You cuddle me and kiss me, brushing a lone strand of hair back into place where it was stuck to my forehead with sweat. We smile and exchange a few sweet nothings as the afterglow washes over us. You still rocking into me gently, and me still squeezing you and releasing you. My pussy making sure to milk you thoroughly before I let you pull out. The sound of movement snaps us out of our reverie, and we both chuckle when we spy your wife breathing hard and flustered, clearly in the throes of an orgasm of her own, her panties and thighs glistening with her juices. You ask her, sardonically, if she enjoyed that as much as we did, but you don't wait for her to answer, instead kissing me again and motioning for me to let you up. As I part my legs reluctantly, allowing you to pull out of me and watching as you stand and walk over to her, completely naked, save for your socks, your cock still hard and coated with our cum. She fixates on it, watching it bounce with every step, and coming to a halt in front of her, but you smile and lean down to stroke her cheek, so tenderly, drawing her attention back to your face. You lean in and press a kiss to her lips, sweetly, possessively, and I hear you tell her she should go and clean herself up and then come and sit down again, if that's what she'd like. You pour the three of us a glass of wine each, while she shuffles off into the bathroom. You leave hers on the coffee table beside her chair, and join me on the bed again. We toast to us, and I drain half of my glass in one go, before setting it aside and starting to kiss my way down your chest, a hand on your cock stroking you lazily as my lips travel lower, wrapping around you and tasting myself from you. Not for the first time, and certainly not the last. By the time she returns, I have you in my throat again, the two of us 69ing on the bed, your tongue in my pussy, your face in my ass. I suck you, mimicking your pace and depth in my pussy. The deeper your tongue probes, the deeper I take you. I move to straddle your cock, riding you cowgirl as she watches, bouncing up and down on you, my tits in your face. No thought of holding back or being discreet, just fucking you the way I always do. Absolute abandon. Coming for you again, before fetching a bottle of lube from my handbag and slipping you into my ass. You fuck me all over the room, making me come who knows how many times, before you pump your second load of the evening deep inside my backside. My face inches away from hers, my breath warm against her flesh, and my hands gripping tight on the arms of her chair. Our little show comes to an end after that. It's getting late, and she has to leave us. You escort her to the door and kiss her goodnight, telling her that you love her and wishing her a happy anniversary, saying that you hope she enjoyed her present, before reminding her that you'll see her tomorrow, when we're finished. When I send you back to her, fucked and used and sore, but satisfied. Oh, so satisfied. Just like always. 'Cause your heart may be hers, but your cock belongs to me.